Well, thank you so much for asking me to join service today on the meeting. My name is Regina. I'm a compulsive overeater from Germany. I entered program in 1999, and I start with a little bit of my history of OA, how I got there and what my problem was. I grew up in a family with two siblings. I'm the oldest, and I cannot remember having issues with food in my early childhood or in my teenage years. I wasn't overweight, but what I know from later and also from my history is that my mother had a huge problem with food and body issues. She was always on a diet, and she didn't love her body at all. She was very self-devaluating and filled with self-loathe. So I think that might be something I picked up in a very early age. What I believe is that already at that time, certain food was not really ideal for my body, and maybe the poisoning started there. Because what I can see is when I look back at that time, or my what I remember is that my personality, my character was not so, I don't know whether I should say normal or really well adapted. I struggled with groups, I would say from kindergarten on. I remember also situations from there. I never felt part of a group. I always felt outside. I think I had an issue with ADHS at a very early age. It was very hard for me to focus and concentrate. And maybe when I look at myself today, this was what I would say is that it was already definitely influenced by the intake of sugar. I grew up in a very religious family. We went to church every Sunday, and when I became a teenager, there were really some embarrassing situations in the church's context. There was a lot of pressure and also kind of being forced to go there, and a lot of emotional pressure. When I was 17, I separated from the church, and that was very hard for my parents, especially for my mother. And I started taking drugs. I was I would say, a normal student in high school, but I did only what I really liked to do. I was a lot absent there, and I got difficulties because of it. And today, I say, I would really, I think, not love to be my own child because it was not so easy with me. When I was a child of 6 years, I survived sexual abuse, and I also had to do with sexual violence when I was 19. And I would say when I moved out, that was when I was shortly after 19 years, to start a training, things began to get worse. First, I had the drugs. Then I put down the drugs, thank God. I think I really believe I had a guardian angel then. but alcohol got worse, and during the following years, food became more and more an issue. I had this combination of alcohol and food, and I wasn't still really overweight. I struggled with some pounds too much, but it was not really alarming. And that's why I always thought through these years, I don't really have a problem, first. And the second is, I don't have to ask somebody for help because everybody would laugh at me because I don't have a weight problem. And I thought people would tell me, go and get yourself together. You don't have a real problem. You should just fix it by yourself. It's just a matter of willpower. Why are you so weak? I started studying at university when I was 25. I met my husband. We got married, and I got my first two children, twins. That was a tough time. And from that time on, that was when I was 31, the real issue with food started. Food became more and more important to me because I guess the starter was that with my pregnancy, I gave up alcohol and smoking. So there was a change in my habits. And the food got more important because then it was, so to say, the only thing left I had. I tried always to control my food, not by diets, just by, the obsession in my mind, thinking about it, whether I ate too much, whether I ate not enough. I was obsessed with my body, with the amounts of food I ate. I was doing sports, then I didn't. And then I became pregnant a second time, and you can read my history with food along my pregnancies, because in the first pregnancy, I took with twins about 38 or 40 pounds, and in the second pregnancy with one child, I took 60 pounds. And in my last pregnancy, again with one child, I took more than 60 pounds weight. So things became worse, and my first two kids were born in 1996, and I would say in 1998, I hit my first bottom. That was when we moved into another town. I didn't know any people there, and it was autumn. I was all alone in a town with two little kids, and my husband was away all day for work, and I got very depressed and suicidal. So I was searching for a therapist to get help, and she suggested that I might try OA for my food issues. I think today it was really higher powers guidance that brought me into a cure for young mothers, and it was a cure where I went without my children. My children were almost 3 years, and I went there, and my children stayed with my husband and a cousin. And in that place, somebody came from Al-Anon and AA, and I grabbed together all my faith, and I went there, and I asked them whether it could be that someone had maybe several addiction issues like food and alcohol and maybe reading and stuff like that, all my obsessions. And the woman looked at me, she said, "Oh, naturally, that's possible. I recommend a book to read for you, and maybe you find some answers. And that book was from a man who directed one of the 12-step clinics here in Germany. And I learned something about addiction, and I was very clear with myself, okay, I'm such a person. So I went to my first OA meeting in 1999. I went through the doors and I thought, these are all crazy people. I cannot stay here. It's weird. And I went outside. And I didn't go there again for another year because I thought, I'm not somebody of these people. But I went to CODA, to the codependent meetings, and I got really very fast accustomed to program and the idea, and I loved it. That was the first time in my life I felt kind of home in a way and connected with people. They were speaking my language, and it felt so good. Then, after a year, I realized I have to go back to OA because it, of course, it didn't become better with the food. So I went to a meeting again and I stayed there. And when I went there, people in that meeting, they didn't have any abstinence. You know, they were overweight or underweight or obsessed with food. But all the 3 weeks, somebody came through that door who was doing OA 90. And I can so clearly remember that the first month when she came and was talking, I couldn't stand listening to her, you know, because I thought, what is this woman talking about? First of all, she was talking about God, and I thought, no, that's not what I'm here for. Then she was talking about her food, and I thought, that sounds crazy. And she was always optimistic, you know, and that made me so aggressive. So what happened was, after a year, she was the person I was, you know, I was looking forward the most hearing her talk. I got so much used to that, what she was sharing. And after that year, I did nothing with my food until that point. I changed nothing. I tried nothing because nobody was there in that meeting whose way convinced me to change something with my food. You know, I knew a lot about healthy food, and I thought, no, nothing what they do is really something I want to do, and the life they live, that's also not convincing me, so why should I change something? But after that year, I went to that woman from OA 90 and I asked her what she was doing with her food. She gave me a food plan, and I started. So the first thing I did with my food in OA was an OA 90 food plan. Of course, I had no sponsor because I thought I don't need a sponsor for what? I could do it myself, you know. So you see, I did not realize, understand, or take in the really essence of the program. I just wanted to control my food, and I thought that's the best solution. So I tried my stuff, and of course, it worked for a certain time because I'm a good controller. But then things got worse again. Of course, it was not the solution to do it all by myself. I realized that. And after giving birth to my third child, I hit my second bottom, and I was very clear about I had to get a sponsor. So I did. I got my first sponsor in 0890, and I was dreaming nightmares the day before the
5 minutes.
night was. Thank you so much. I had nightmares before I called her the first time. So what happened then was I had a wonderful time in program the first years, and then my self-will came through the door, and I had to learn it the hard way. I changed my sponsors if they said something I didn't like. So I was still full of self-will. I had a lot of sponsors. I had a lot of relapses. And I'm very, very grateful for today that I never left program. And when I was in relapse, I never had a relapse longer than 3 weeks. I always could come back for years. And today, I work my program the following way. I have a really structured program. I get up very early in the morning. I pray. I have a quiet time with my higher power. I write. I call my sponsor every day. I call three people in program. I go to three committed meetings in the week, sometimes more. I take my food with me wherever I go. I had just a stay in hospital for 3 days. I planned all my food. I cooked it, I prepped it, and I took it with me partly, and the other half my son brought me into hospital. It was no problem at all with the food. And I eat three weighed and measured meals, no sugar, no flour, no seasonings, no spices, no drinking except water in between. And I very often eat the very same for a whole week because it helps me with my ADHS to make no mistakes with my food plan. First time I started that, I thought, I get bored, but I didn't. I love it. It gives me so much structure, and I feel so much safer with that. I love it. And the reason I do work program that way is that I cannot manage my life without that. I don't know why I am how I am, but it seems to be the best way I can live my life. And the most important thing is that I get connected with my higher power for one day after another. And God is doing so much wonderful things in my life. And for me, the most impressive thing is again and again that when I came into program, the first thing that changed was that I could believe again in something or someone. Because I couldn't do that before. I went out of church and I never got a replacement because nothing convinced me. But when I came to OA and they told me, find a higher power you can believe in, it was like an opening for me. So the relationship with my higher power is getting better and better. And becomes more and more and more important. And it is a pleasure to
1 minute.
hear. Thank you. And an honor to, to care for this relationship, to build it in my daily life, to look after my higher power's will. Because when I do that, I really know that I'm on the right way. Yeah. Thanks for letting me speak and having me here. I give my number after the recording has stopped.